What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're still trying to connect with Paul Topetti from Poker Face to talk about Freedom Palooza. And another quick program note here. I'm going to be taking the first hour of John Stadmiller's show following my own show. So please stay tuned for that. While we're waiting for Paul Topetti to get here, we're getting on back to that towering inferno over there in London. And again, this building just burned to the core. It's still standing. And apparently while the tower was owned by the Borough Council in Kensington and Chelsea, the management of the building was done by an independent company, Kensington and Chelsea Tenant Management Organization. Apparently they were paid £11 million to manage this building. And apparently the four managers shared more than £650,000 pay last year. It's a very high-paid job, and look what a terrible, terrible job that they did. Now, Jeremy Corbyn is under fire for basically, he's accused of politicizing the London Fire by pointing out how the Tories have been cutting the budget for various safety inspection, local authority funding to allow for safety inspections and oversight. Okay, we're going to have Paul here in about 3 minutes, I understand. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently, there was a blogger who went public warning that the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea of the dangers lurking in the tower, and he was literally threatened by local officials to stop writing about the threat. All right, we're going to take one phone call while we're waiting for Paul Topetti. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I think Cramer is trying to unload his Bitcoin because he knows that the war on terror will stop blockchain currencies. What do you think?
Could very well be. And again, looking at some of the things Cramer's done in the past, like Lehman Brothers, where he was screaming everybody should buy it just before it imploded, I think that anybody who's in that kind of financial media position, I think investors need to know what they themselves are invested in because there's going to be a bias there. Cramer could very easily be using his show to manipulate stocks that he himself is either buying into or selling out of. And I think it's definitely worth a look.
Just one thing, if you want to buy these blockchain currencies, you got to remember, they provide anonymity in exchanging money. And the Patriot Act is all about stopping that. I mean, you can't even take out a $2,500 money order out of a bank without notes being taken on it. So they're not going to let you exchange money privately and in anonymously. That's going to come to an end. They'll find a way to crush it.
Oh, they'll just declare it illegal. I mean, we're already seeing the push coming out of the Federal Reserve. They want to not only ban all cryptocurrencies, they want to ban cash. They're literally trying to get to a world where you are required by law to use their Federal Reserve notes, which you will borrow at interest. It's a repeat of King George III's Currency Act, which is what led to the American Revolution, one of the things that led to the revolution.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, Jeremy Corbyn is out there saying that all of these victims of this terrible tower fire, they need to be rehoused no matter what it costs, because the alternative is they're going to be left homeless. These are not people who have the resources to simply go on out and get a new place. They lost everything in this fire. And those who survived, they need to be given some kind of new housing here. So let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming, because I'm absolutely loving this story about this research study in Canada looking into global warming, and it had to be canceled because of the unprecedented thick summer ice at the Arctic cap. And we've seen these embarrassments before. Remember the ship that went down to the Antarctic in their summer to get film and video of the melting ice, which it does do in summer. And they got stuck in the ice, had to be rescued. This is more of the same thing. We're going to go up to the North Pole and show how the water is all open and there's no ice and the polar bears are drowning. They had to turn back here. Meanwhile, there's been a new winter-like storm, it's described that way, setting new records across Nevada for daily low temperatures and precipitation records. And yes, the state's mountainous regions received between 6 and 12 inches of snow. Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog, Africa is now showing mini ice age cooling trends. We're going into a new mini ice age. And again, the global warming people are in a bit of a bind. They're trying to rebrand as climate change, but the goal is still taxation of carbon dioxide. Well, if carbon dioxide is warming the world, yeah, maybe kind of. But if the world is actually getting colder, you need more carbon dioxide, not less. We're going to do a quick shout out now to our honor affiliates rejoining our network. And joining us on the air now is Paul Topetti from the band Poker Face to talk to us about this year's Freedom Palooza. Paul, thank you for sharing time with us.
Michael, always a pleasure, sir. It's always a blast just listening in on the phone call as I'm getting ready to speak with you. Just everything that you talked about is just crazy, from the tower to cryptocurrency getting squashed, everything going on. But anyway, the Freedom Palooza this year is going to be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's going to be in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. It's a new location since the bank took Johnny Mac's place. It's going to be 3 days of camping, 3 days of bonfires, 3 days of music and speakers. Some of the names that are coming this year will be Ken O'Keefe talking to us about the Palestinian issue. We have Rudy Dent, who's a fireman from 9/11. We have Sarah Devonshire. She is an SRA victim, generational. She's going to be talking about Pizzagate, Pedalgate. We got Lieutenant Greg Rinchek. He's going to talk about what's in the tunnels down below that he's been guarding and watching. We got Payman Montahadeh. He's going to talk about Freedom, American Freedom Law School, and how to save your money from the IRS. We got Kirky's coming to talk to us about the militias under the Trump administration. Brother, we just got just great speakers and music from Poker Face, my band. We got Miner's Keeper, The Tank, and I guess like a dozen singer-songwriter acts coming. But it's $20 for the day, $50 for the weekend, includes camping, and the safest place to be. Come join us. It's family-oriented. Freest place for free speech.
Well, can you give us an overview of the whole history of Freedom Palooza? Because this is, I think, the seventh one.
Seventh year, yeah. It started as an idea that we'd want to take a traveling music festival to different cities where we'd have a base of acts of music and speakers, main speakers. But every time that we'd go in, we'd pick up the local talent. We'd pick up the locally known, not instigators, but those that actually do something, that have the wherewithal to get people motivated to do something for this country, and just tour it across this land. So we'd come into your town, we'd rock you, we'd free speech you with some truth you haven't heard, and then we'd go on to the next town. It's been a little slow because of lack of funding, but it's growing in terms of presence and people aware of it. And the other half of it was to basically reward Mr. Jim Traficant for coming out of jail, for basically doing the people something right by passing the 1998 Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And we tried to encourage him to run for president. And in the last year of his life, he had put together a plan for America, and he started to go across the country starting to talk about it when he had his unfortunate accident on his farm back home in Ohio. And it hasn't been the same, but we soldier on, and we have new, fresh talent coming and new, fresh speakers. It's the seventh year. We're hated by all the right parasitic organizations of the ADL and SPLC. And onward we go, brother.
Well, it sounds really wonderful, and I understand that you're making an effort to make this event family-friendly, so that if people want to come on out, it's okay to bring the kids. They're not going to be exposed to anything that parents would be upset about. Listening how you're describing this, it almost reminds me of the early days of something we had in Southern California, well, Northern California too, the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, which began as this little tiny gathering every year for history recreationists. And of course, now it's this big, gigantic enterprise, and they have multiple sites across the state. And awesome. I took part in that. So I think there's definitely room to grow. We're starting to see a real conservative shift in the American population. If you've been listening to my show earlier, we're talking about all the indications where the American people are just not buying into this liberal hate mongering any longer. They're not buying into the Russia's our enemy, and they are turning
away.
They're
getting pissed off about it. Yeah,
yeah, they are.
They're
getting
really upset. It's like, let Trump do his job. You're not even letting him get in one day in office to do anything. And all you keep doing is telling this fantasy, this false narrative of the Russia, Russia, Russia bull. And it's like, we've had enough. Okay, time to get back to your jobs. Stop trying to kill us. Stop trying to threaten us. Stop trying to undermine this country. Or it's going to come down to cowboys versus commies. And let's have a civil revolutionary war 2.0. But I'd rather that not happen. I'd rather try to do everything that we've done up until this point for the last 20 years as poker face. And as you have done, sir, I mean, I followed you since back in the old Unfree Republic days. And, you know, we've both grown from there. So, hey, let's soldier on and just keep doing what's best for this country. We got Trump in office. He's not perfect. But, dude, he's a nationalist populist that's done more for this country in the first 140 days than all the scumbags for the last 50 years. So, hey, let's give the guy a chance, man.
Yeah, this partisanship really has reached a ridiculous point, as illustrated by yesterday's shooting at that baseball park in Alexandria. And again, as I've cautioned, this continuance of partisan bickering is going to make our nation look politically weak to potential enemies and actually invites more tragedy in all these other countries. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience?
Yeah, just the website. The last week of the before the parties, first, second, third, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, go to www.freedompalooza.com. It'll have the location, directions where to get to. It's 10 minutes from the exit off of the turnpike, 476 here in Pennsylvania. Very easy to get to. All the directions and the times and everything will be posted. So www.freedompalooza.com. Thank you.
Well, I have a link to that from whatreallyhappened.com. It's illustrated with the poster for this year's Freedom Palooza. I am going to make a point of keeping it on that main page from now until Independence Day. So, Paul, thanks an awful lot for sharing time with us. Give my best to everybody at Freedom Palooza. Tell them I wish I could be there, but I am there definitely very much in spirit.
In spirit. You got it, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Getting on back to the news. And by the way, the phone lines are open here. And we were finishing up here where climatologists who are not in the employ of Al Gore are basically looking at significant changes that are taking place across the globe in terms of the movement of weather systems, the behavior of water. And they're starting to say that we're starting to see symptoms of mini ice age cooling trends. Now, we know that the sun is entering a period of reduced activity, a repeat of the Maunder Minimum, and the Maunder Minimum is what caused the mini ice age across Europe and, well, the whole Northern Hemisphere. And the indications are we're going into a new one. Look how hard this last winter was. Look how late it has stayed into this year. They're still getting snow out in the American West. Now, the carbon Nazis are in a bind because the whole payoff for this was buying and selling carbon credits, paying a tax on carbon, demonizing carbon because it was making the world warmer. Well, guess what? The world isn't getting warmer, and they're trying to save face by saying, well, we're talking about climate change as if climate change is something that didn't happen before humans showed on up. But again, they're dealing with that horrible contradiction. If carbon dioxide makes the world warmer, shouldn't we have more of it to offset the cooling that is coming from reduced solar activity? So they're out there scrambling around because they put a lot of time and money into this. And the globalist agenda is using global climate change as one of their pillars, if you will, for global government, that we must all surrender our sovereignty to a global environmental authority who will take care of Mother Earth and protect it from us icky-poo human beings. And it is just complete and utter nonsense. Okay. Now then, apparently WikiLeaks Vault 7 is releasing more information about a program called Cherry Blossom. This is from the CIA. And this was a scheme that uses wireless devices to access users' internet activity. And apparently the Cherry Blossom system provides a means to perform software exploits on particular targets, meaning the hacker can take advantage of vulnerabilities on the target's device according to the WikiLeaks press release. And basically, WikiLeaks is saying that the common use of Wi-Fi devices in the homes makes them ideal for these man-in-the-middle attacks. In other words, they're not going directly into your computer. They're going into your Wi-Fi headset. They're going into your Wi-Fi portable keyboard, and they are using those to get into your computer, to read your private data, to inject malware. And, of course, now that it's out there, the cyber criminals are going to be using it. So let's get on back to the WannaCry ransomware worm. A couple of weeks ago, the U.S. was out there saying, we know this comes from China. And there's certain wording in the code that said it's a Chinese language speaker. It's got to be China. China came back and said, no, it is not us. Show us some proof. And the U.S. government's response was, we don't need to show you any proof. We're the U.S. government. Our word is law. Well, the U.S. government has now changed their mind, and they're now saying that WannaCry worm came from North Korea, those evil North Koreans. They're out there using WannaCry because their government is broke, and they need to boost their treasury. Well, that's a very good motive, but it also applies to the U.S. government, which is hopelessly broken in debt. Now, we already know from the Kaspersky security people that the Equation Group Hacking Collective is the NSA. So there's a very cogent question here. Looking at how the entire apparatus of law enforcement is ignoring the out-of-control cybercrime epidemic, is this in fact coming from the government itself? Just like these out-of-control civil forfeiture laws are allowing the police to simply steal from the people, to plunder and pillage them, is the cybercrime epidemic actually a clandestine program by the U.S. government to grab more wealth for itself? Could be. Now, Microsoft has released a software patch for Windows XP, Windows Vista, and Windows 7. Now, XP and Vista are officially sunset, but they have put this on out there. This will protect your machines from the spread of the WannaCry malware, so you should install it. Meanwhile, researcher James Lee is saying that Microsoft's Windows Defender software is incomplete. The fixes are incomplete. It still has remote code execution holes. Now, was this an oversight? Or is the NSA still putting pressure on all these companies to leave a few little backdoors for the NSA to use for their nefarious activity? Now then, apparently there is a new zero-day exploit out, and apparently it was first seen over at University College London. It's a serious ransomware outbreak that has basically scrambled all the college's files. And this appears to be a previously unknown exploit, a zero-day vulnerability. The antivirus defenses did not pick up on it. And basically, they're saying, do not open any more email attachments which are booby-trapped with the ransomware. Personally, I don't open any attachments on emails, unless it's something like a JPEG. You send me anything else, it's going to go right in the bit bucket. I'm sorry. That's just where we are right now. But apparently, the University College London Information Services Division has had to lock down access to the shared and network drives that are just being under siege by this malware attack. Because apparently, once it's in one machine, it's trying to spread. They're literally cutting off the connections, trying to stay ahead of this thing. Now, there's another ransomware that's out there called JAFF, J-A-F-F, and if you are infected by it, do not pay the ransom. Kaspersky Labs has released a for-free unlocking tool. Good for Kaspersky. Boy, those Russians are really very good at dealing with cybercrime, unlike the NSA, FBI, and CIA. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to science and the rest of it. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call on in. Let's talk about some stuff. Apparently over in Indiana, shots have been fired at a truck that was carrying a Make America Great Again flag and a regular American flag on eastbound I-465 on Tuesday. We're just now getting this. And apparently officers say the shots were fired from a white four-door Chevrolet Malibu with a Louisiana plate. And again, I hope this is not the beginning of a trend with all of this violence directed against Republicans. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi is now out there trying to say that that the shooting yesterday was all the fault of Donald Trump and the Republicans for the politics of personal destruction, which, if you think about it, that phrase actually originated with the Clinton campaign back in the 1990s. The politics of personal destruction was their strategy for going after their enemies and just wrecking their lives, as they've done to so many people. Okay, so again, as I mentioned before, if you get hit by the JAFF ransomware, J-A-F-F, Kaspersky Labs has released a free decryption tool. And it's rather amazing that the Russians are very good on dealing with ransomware and cybercrime. If you call the FBI and say that you've been infected with ransomware, the FBI will tell you, just pay the ransom. We can't do a thing about it. Which gets on back to my question about just where all this cybercrime might be coming from. So, over in Russia, again, the Shevoluk volcano has erupted, apparently sending ash to 39,000 feet. All righty, let's see now then. I actually ran off the end of my talking points because I thought Paul was going to take the whole hour. Robert Mueller, getting on back to him and his cozy relationship with James Comey. Do you know that Mueller was made director of the FBI just 1 week before 9/11? And then obviously was involved in the subsequent cover-up. He and Comey went on out and tried to frame innocent people for the anthrax letters. And there was actually, first of all, they said, oh, the Muslims are sending us anthrax. Then somebody did an analysis on the anthrax and said, this is our stuff. It's coming from our own biological warfare labs. It's weaponized anthrax spores of a very high quality, and they tracked it to a strain from Fort Detrick. And the security system actually showed an individual by the name of Philip Zack going into the lab where that anthrax was stored. And Zach was already, had actually been fired shortly before, still had his security credentials. He'd attempted to try and cause trouble for an Egyptian co-worker. But they never investigated him. They went after Stephen Hatfield. They drained the pond near his home, claiming that he had used some kind of a floating glove box, which is silly because weaponized anthrax is very anhydrous. It cannot tolerate any moisture at all, or it starts clumping together. And once it does that, it's much, much, much less effective. It has to be dispersed in air, and so it has to be kept very, very dry. There was actually a story out here in Hawaii not too long ago where they were testing a system for submarine-launched anthrax-carrying rockets, which is a real trick when you think about how water and anthrax don't mix. And anthrax is always bandied about as a terror weapon, terror weapon, terror weapon. And actually, it's a very poor terror weapon because for a terrorist to want to use a biological weapon, they want the infected population to do the work of spreading it for them. So you would have a pathogen like smallpox or worse, Ebola, where the population is infecting themselves. Anthrax is a battlefield weapon only, because you will get the anthrax from inhaling the spores from the weapon. And you can come down with the anthrax, but you cannot give it to somebody else. And that's why it was produced as a battlefield weapon, in order to control and contain the area of infection. So when they talk about anthrax terror, no. We'll be right back after these commercials. Do call into the show. Share some ideas. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the other day we were talking about how all of the F-35s at this one Air Force base have been grounded because the pilots were complaining of hypoxia at altitude. They weren't getting the oxygen they needed to keep their brains working, and they had to use their emergency oxygen to get back down and land the aircraft. Fox News was just now running a story where apparently pilots at other bases are now coming forward and saying they're having problems with the breathing system on their aircraft. And everybody's getting up in arms about this. Of course, we know the problems with the F-22. And they're saying if something were to happen, if you're not getting enough oxygen, you pull a high G turn, you could black out and not even be able to activate the emergency oxygen. So it's bad enough these pilots are up there facing risks from the enemy aircraft. It's very unrealistic and unreasonable to ask them to be taking risks because these aircraft are not performing the way they're supposed to. And that is very much a valid point here. Now, whether or not you agree with the wars, and I most assuredly do not, we have to be sending our kids into combat with the very best equipment that's possible, not something that is forced on them due to politics or kickbacks or something that was value engineered and then the testing was faked to get it sold. I remember the big stink over the body armor, which turned out in the heat of the Iraq desert and with all the sweat going through it, it would deteriorate quickly. And the soldiers didn't think it was very good. They wanted to buy their own body armor like Dragon Scale, but this was a huge contract that was held by this one person. And these soldiers were told, if you wear any other body armor but this and you get killed, your family will not get the death benefit. And, of course, there was that big stink over the original M16 where people inside the Pentagon who were involved with the company that was making the M14 were trying to push that weapon. And as it turned on out, when the M16 was put out for testing, they intentionally put the wrong propellant in the cartridges so the gun would foul and jam so that they could go back and say, see, the M16 doesn't work. You need to buy my good friend's M14. There was a big stink. Congress intervened, and that's why the M16 and its subsequent derivatives have become such popular weapons, both military and civilian versions. But that's how the military-industrial complex really works. And again, I keep going back to this book and movie by the same name, The Pentagon Wars. It is a fun movie to watch. It was directed by Richard Benjamin, and it's the story of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle and what a piece of junk it turned out to be when everybody was putting things on it and, you know, just trying to run up the value of the cost-plus contract. And I remember several years ago out here at the Kaneohe Air Station, they have air shows out there. The Blue Angels will show up. Got to see Patty Wegstaff do her thing. She's just amazing, amazing pilot. And I remember we were looking at this Seahawk sub-hunter, and they had this big piece of hardware bolted on to the port side. It blocked off half of the sonobuoy tubes, and I was asking the sonar operator, does that thing actually help, or is it getting in the way? He says, well, it's getting in the way. I said, well, why is it on there? Well, they ordered us to put it on there. And we know one of the big problems with U.S. weapons is they are overbloated. There's a lot of things added onto them in order to have more military contracts and more spending. And they can become very, very difficult and complicated to operate, especially in the heat of battle. Many, many years ago, there was an amazing aircraft called the F-104 Starfighter. If you remember seeing the movie The Right Stuff, that aircraft at the very end where Chuck Yeager goes on up to set an altitude record, that's the F-104. And it was an amazing aircraft for its day, but it had one drawback, and that was the control panel was just jammed. It wrapped around the pilot. There were literally switches that the pilot had to reach around behind his seat and feel for. And as a result, a lot of people came to understand that giving the pilot that much to do cut into the effectiveness of combat. And they tried to come up with a simplification program since then, which involved computerization, and it worked to a degree. But again, the F-35 is going the other way. It's got this invisible airframe idea where there are cameras all over the outside of the aircraft, and this very heavy, very expensive helmet is supposed to integrate those views in front of the pilot's eyes so they can look around and see a threat as if the aircraft wasn't actually there, except the cameras won't fuse the images and all these other problems, stuff that really doesn't work. And it shouldn't be allowed out in the field until they know it works. It really shouldn't. I was talking about these shows I saw the other day, or this one show, lauding the new Independence and Freedom class littoral combat ships. And they were out there for testing and validation. And no mention, of course, of the corrosion and drivetrain issues. But they were out there demonstrating these new whiz-bang weapons that they've got. The voiceover spin was what a great job they were all doing. But just ignoring the voice and looking at what these kids were putting up with, this was stuff that had serious, serious issues. Even for training and testing, it was premature for that stuff to be out there. Because what was going wrong was stuff that would have been going wrong on a shore-based test. But it's all about cranking out the money for the military-industrial complex. And that is why I am so concerned about getting into a war with a military peer with stuff that just really isn't working all that well. and it looks really impressive, but it's bloated, it's expensive. One of the reasons the F-35 is such a poor performing aircraft is it has been overloaded with a bunch of junk. And I think this idea of the multi-role aircraft was in general a bad idea, trying to be all things to all people and not being very good at any one of them. So, again, the U.S. is investing its copious military budget in refining the weapons that won World War II and not really thinking about significant paradigm shifts that will dominate World War III. So, anyway, we're getting word from Great Britain that apparently, especially following the snap election, Theresa May's popularity has absolutely hit rock bottom. And Jeremy Corbyn is still out there saying there's a chance that he could wind up the new prime minister, because Theresa May is not getting a lot of support from Parliament right now. They're not happy with her at all. Now, in the media melee following the tragic shooting of the GOP baseball team, the New York Times actually came on out with an editorial that accused Sarah Palin of inciting the 2011 shooting of Gabby Giffords. And now they have issued a correction after the damage is done, saying, in fact, no such link was established. And the original editorial said there's a clear link from Palin's rhetoric to Giffords' shooting. And they basically said it to justify not trying to link the Democrats' hate speech with the baseball shooting. And now they've come on out and said, well, no, there wasn't a link. This is a game the corporate media loves to play. They'll come out with a completely bogus headline. They'll let it get on out there and cause all kinds of damage, and then they'll issue a correction. And usually the correction doesn't get circulated. The first story will go on out, and the correction is basically relegated to the tail end of the broadcast or the back page of the newspaper. If somebody actually comes on out and says that headline is bogus, they say, oh, well, we issued a correction. We absolutely did, but the damage is done. People generally don't go back and look for those corrections. So as some examples we had here, and these actually happened on the same day, just like an hour apart. NBC News, Putin does not deny having compromising information on President Trump in an interview with Megyn Kelly. Then an hour later, they come on out and say, correction, Putin denies having compromising information about President Trump and calls it nonsense. But you've already had an hour out there saying Putin doesn't deny the compromising information. Another one, this from Jim Acosta. White House official on hospital visit, President Trump did not meet with Scalise and did not go into the room where Scalise is being treated. Oh, that evil Trump, that insensitive Trump. 1 hour later, yes, President did visit Scalise's room at the hospital. This is one of the dirty tricks the corporate media likes to play. They'll come on out with a damaging headline, and then after the damage is out, after the story is out, they'll correct it so they can avoid a lawsuit. It's just insane. I think Fox News was absolutely correct to get rid of that slogan, fair and balanced. They're not anymore. I don't think they ever really were. Now, there is a story coming on out where apparently Jeff Sessions is now indicating that he wants to go back and take a look at the Clinton email case. And he should, first and foremost, because former FBI Director James Comey, in that press conference in which he recommended not pressing charges, he went down the list of provable Title 18 felonies committed by Hillary Clinton. And much of the evidence for those violations is now out in the public record, like the email that ordered a subordinate to convert a secure document to insecure, strip off the classification headings and send it by non-secure means. That was an overt action that violated Title 18. And I know that Sessions and Trump are going to run into a real wall on this because, again, I think that email server and that Clinton Foundation are the dark heart of the Clinton corruption, the narcocracy, whatever you want to call it, because of what happened back in 1994 when Bill Clinton, using his authority as President of the United States of America, authorized the sale and transfer to China of militarily sensitive technology over the objection of the Department of Defense and the intelligence agencies, and it was discovered Chinese money was being poured into Bill Clinton's re-election campaign, using Chinese-American citizens as a cutout to make it quasi-legal. But there was the beginning of an investigation, and one of those cutouts said, yeah, the money's coming from Chinese intelligence. So it is legitimate to have been asking, and I will continue to ask, was Hillary Clinton using her weak email server to expose U.S. secrets to foreign interests and using that Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the payments? Because remember, almost half the money coming into that foundation came from foreign sources who may have been paying for secrets, certainly were paying for access to the State Department. In the case of Russia, paying for Hillary Clinton's assistance in acquiring 20% of America's uranium ore. We're going to take a phone call here from Frank in London. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Two topics about the global warming and about the fire, the tragedy that took place in London yesterday. You've had the report that the TMO, which is a voluntary organization, it's called Tenant Management Organization, they would be responsible for the running, day-to-day running of the of that particular place,
yes,
estate or that building, right? And according to the news, they reported to the housing management that the building was unsafe. Something to do with the material used to renovate,
yes,
was probably the cheapest, you can say. I guarantee you, Mike, that housing officers on the lower level must have spoken to management. And what normally happens, because I work in with local authorities, if one particular employee goes against the grain and complain on the behalf of if a tenant or somebody believe that the management is corrupt or something is going wrong or something, they would get the other staff to turn in this person like a pack of wolves, and they can end up getting dismissed. And I guarantee you, in the coming months, we're going to hear some serious revelations about what was taking place in the Housing Management Association, because the TMO is funded by the council to voluntarily run the building. But if they've been ignored, there's something very, very serious is going on, and I think this has some kind of financial agenda. Right? And
absolutely.
With the company.
There were a lot of warnings. People were being threatened to shut up. And you're absolutely right. The issue surrounds the renovation of the building where they used the lowest bidder for the outer cladding, which apparently was this flammable plastic material, and they were told not to use that material, go with the next highest bidder. Apparently, the building only had one stairwell. So when the elevators stopped working, everybody was just jammed in there, and apparently did not even have a sprinkler system that was up to current code.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And if you have one stairwell, and if that stairwell is central in that building, so you have to walk, you have to get past two or three apartments at least to get to the if it's only one stairwell, it might, more than likely would be central fire escape of the building. So it's more or less, if you're one end of the building, you've got no chance of escaping. With regard to the global warming, do you think they want to start taxing us on how many plants we got in our house or in our garden?
Well, if they could come up with, I'm sure if they could come up with a good excuse, they would. But again, plants absorb carbon dioxide and they produce oxygen and food. There's an anecdote from when Al Gore was first cranking up all this global warming nonsense, and he had all these numbers and inconvenient truth. And apparently one of his staffers did a little calculation and said, you know, all this talk about taxing carbon and carbon credits and everything is totally unnecessary. If we just increased the plant cover on the ground by something like 20%, the problem would be solved. And the staffer was immediately fired.
I'm not surprised. Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to start with Brendan in San Francisco. And, Brendan, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I called in for a couple comments on the beginning of the show, but I just wanted to reference that building in London. Supposedly, it's turning into a swanky area, and the developers want that land. So this kid was suggesting that they were trying to force them out. And I can tell you for a fact they do the same thing in San Francisco. We have rent control, and when they can't get the tenants out, they burn the buildings down. And I can provide documented evidence to that fact.
You know, I actually saw something similar to that when I was living in North Hollywood when the subway was being put on through. And unfortunately, we have to take a commercial break. Stay on the line. I'll be right back with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Brendan in San Francisco about some of the things that property developers will do when the existing owners do not want to sell and move on out. And Claire and I actually witnessed some of this when we were living in North Hollywood, and we were in the middle of the North Hollywood redevelopment along Lancashire Boulevard. And of course, the Academy of Motion Picture, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Center was there, and they were doing all this buildup. And there was a block of these little shops, and none of them wanted to go because they understood that as the area was redeveloped, there'd be an opportunity for them to do more business. And the people who wanted to buy the entire block and put up a big building on it apparently were somehow able to arrange it that the construction for the subway line that was coming through there literally blocked off that entire shopping area. Nobody could get in or out, and it only took a couple of months for all of them to be forced into bankruptcy and put the building up for sale. So that kind of thing does, in fact, go on pretty much all the time. Okay?
Yeah, hey, so since we're running out of time, I just want to remind people that we are currently in the biggest PSYOP in probably the history of the world. Every day we're bombarded with all these false narratives and outright lies. So we need to keep that in mind. It's just a complete saturation from every media outlet, entertainment, probably even video games at this point. But I wanted to reference the antidepressant thing, Mike. I had a back injury from playing tennis, and I was a broke college student at the time. And I went to the free clinic in my neighborhood, and the doctor, Goldstein or whatever his name was, tried to prescribe me antidepressants for a back injury. Can you believe that? I became so enraged. I started questioning his credentials and his motives, and I had him in a room, locked door, and I swear to God, he almost peed his pants. I was so enraged.
I mean, that's definitely an off-label application. But again, it's all about pushing the product. You know, modern doctors and nurses are not healers. They are salespeople for the pharmaceutical medical supply companies. And it's an ugly reality.
Yeah.
But again, life under fascism. Anyway, Brandon, I'm going to let you go. We're going to try and fit
Mike. Okay, bye.
Sorry, Bobby in Virginia, you got a minute. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm a first-time caller, and I apologize if I have a bad connection. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. First time call. I was late getting in on a show, and I think what you were just talking about, I just heard you guys. I think it's gentrification is what you what's happening over there.
Yes.
That's as a side note. Gentrification, what you just, spoke of. What I mentioned to Mike about speaking about, side note, I think what's going on with this mass thing about getting Trump, Trump, Is it side note about, the Hillary thing? How are we not, investigating the Hillary connection with the basement server, the treasonous
things she did? We should be. That's what makes it so obvious. This is a hatchet job on Trump. I'm sorry, we're out of time. The show is over. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. All right, we're going to take a short break here for some commercials, and I'm going to be taking the microphone for the first hour of John Stadmiller's show. And Michael Herzog will have hour number two. So stick around, and we're going to recap most of these stories when we come on back from the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.